Damn, I thought we were already on the show. That's why I started going crazy.
All right. No, I mean, we're streaming. We're still streaming, but I'm just now recording. So let's play some intro music.
And that's the voice of SpongeBob's, and why this show has been taken over by E Diddy 99. This is the everything showy tacular. What other words can I add to it? This is not the everything burrito. This is everything showies. We're going to discuss the showy awards. This is the monumental moment we all have been waiting for the past year.
Well, no, not really.
Well, that's monumental to some of us, Diddy.
Okay.
This is monumental to you because this is the only day that trolling is okay. We let you troll us. So I'm going to step down for the podium. Diddy, it's all yours.
Okay. So I guess what we're here to do is talk about the categories, the nominations for this year's showies. And as everyone knows, around January 1st, probably January 1st, we'll be announcing the winners. There'll be polls on the website, PlayStationShow.com, so that people can vote and determine things like Game of the Year, PSN Game of the Year, PlayStation Plus Month of the Year. Franchise, you're here with us. You're very excited. You're so excited that you're sacrificing today.
Like that's right. I'm taking sick leave today.
You're taking sick leave just so that you can be on the very prestigious nominations, everything showy's show. It's a little bit sad, but okay, we'll just do it. We'll go with it.
As long as I get a paycheck, I don't care. If I didn't have any sick leave or vacation time to burn, I mean, I've got use or lose right now that I'm, you know, they basically know that's what I'm doing. I'm using it before
I leave. You're sticking it to the man. You're letting them have it, right?
Like I always do.
All right. Well, we got a lot of categories to go into. We got a lot of things to talk about. So let's get right into it, Sponge. And the first nomination post, and these are still up. Polls aren't going to go up until Sunday evening where everyone can vote on these categories. But we're talking about nominations for PS3 Exclusive of the Year. Okay, so the first game that I nominated, and I'd like to convince people that this deserves a showy, is MLB 12 The Show.
I second that nomination.
Absolutely. If you've looked on the website, there is a very epic video of E Diddy 999 beating down Franchise in the T-Piss MLB Show League.
Hey, who didn't beat me down in that issue?
That's a good question. You went winless, right? In the T-Piss MLB League that we didn't complete, but we did play a lot of games.
Yeah. I don't even have the game and I beat Franchise.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know, it was absurd this year. It's like, wow, this is the first year I'm playing against other people and I'm getting my head beat in.
You all right over there, Franchise?
That was your head being beating it.
Turn my headphones up.
Leftover beatdowns. Sponge, do you have any other exclusives that you think deserve a nomination for this Showies Award?
For PlayStation console? Or?
Yep, PS3 exclusive. Only available on PlayStation.
I'm going to have to say... Battlefield 3 is not exclusive, was it?
No, stop.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to say, out of all the games I got trolled into buying, Dirt 3
is not a PlayStation exclusive.
You know what? I don't think I bought an exclusive
You don't
game.
Think? Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, if anything, I spent more money on Vita games than I did PS3 games.
Well, I think one of those Vita games you were mentioning earlier was an exclusive. Weren't you talking about Resistance?
Yeah, but was there a Resistance 3 came out this year?
No, the Resistance Vita game.
You said PS3 exclusive, son.
Oh, I did. You're right. You got me. All right. Franchise, how about you? PS3 exclusive. You have a nomination or something that deserves consideration by the voters?
God of War, all five games.
The five-game collection?
Yeah.
The old
exclusive.
Is it? But did it come out in 2012?
It came out this year.
Did it?
It came out this year.
Oh, that's right. There is one, like, bundle thing that they released that is
I'd
exclusive.
I'd say Metal Gear Solid Collection.
Did that come out this year? That's the HD collection?
I don't even know what came out last month.
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't think I've purchased many PS3 exclusives this year. And actually, MLB The Show I got for free.
This is like the MTV Awards when they announce like the winners or nominees. Like, when the hell did that song come out?
I never heard that. All right. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of, obviously PlayStation is on a downturn, right? If we're having such a hard time, naming exclusives that deserve a nomination to get voted for a showy, that's how you know. That's a sign that this generation is over. Am I right?
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, we're ready for new consoles. Sony needs to give us something better. And as speaking for the entire community, we're willing to pay for a new console. Give it to us. We want it.
Yes. I've been waiting for a PS4 for 2 years now.
Right. Like, I don't care what it costs at this point. Just give me something new.
Don't say that.
Why?
Don't say that, because the first people buying it would be paying $700, and then the last people would be paying like me. I bought it when it was worth $700, and now I just bought it when it's worth like $125.
Tepis 529 said that they just called franchise's work, and your work said it doesn't matter. Man. Anyone can flip burgers.
Wow. Burgers.
T-Piss 529, how dare you?
Oh. How dare you?
That's accurate, but uncalled for.
Whoa, that's not accurate.
Can you say welcome to Gutter Burger?
Wow.
That wasn't Texas, correct?
What? Good Burger in Cali? I think that was in L.A.
No, dude, that was in Texas, dog.
No, Good Burger was not in Texas.
We'll see.
Have to fact check that.
Yeah, somebody fact check that. All right, let's move on to the next nomination, your PSN Game of the Year. And again, I nominated Journey. It is one of the best experiences that I've ever had in gaming. Don't just, you know, put it down to this year and PSN. Think about it in terms of one of the best things that you could do for yourself. It's a really short game, but really interesting, a lot of fun, intriguing, a little bit emotional. If you like discovery, if you like simplistic puzzles that are rewarding, and you like storytelling, you need to buy Journey.
Is this the one where you look like a flying carpet?
Yes, that's the flying carpet game.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I didn't play that.
Oh, wow. Wow, really?
Yeah.
This is the thing about Journey, is you can't really play it. You can only experience it.
Well, the thing is that I've been PlayStation negative, PSN negative, not PSN Plus. I haven't had the Plus since a year ago.
Well, you don't. What do you mean negative? You don't like PSN anymore? You don't like PSN games?
I don't have PSN Plus.
Oh, okay. Well, why do you hate free games?
I don't hate free games. I like free games. It's just I don't know, dude. It's just. Knowing that if I don't continue giving them my money, like bullies with the lunch money,
yeah,
they'll take it away.
Oh, I agree. That's a good analogy. That PSN Plus is like bullies at recess. Don't give them your money.
They say, how much do you have in your wallet? You say $5. They say, give me the whole wallet, and I'll give you all these free punches. And when you have no more money, well, the punches don't stop.
Okay, but so do you have a PSN nomination then? You probably haven't even played any PSN games.
The only PSN games that I do have would be like Fat Princess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm old school dog.
Years old. All right, franchise. I know you're big into the PSN. I mean, I'm seeing you downloading stuff every week. Like, what's that one PSN game that deserves to be recognized by the masses?
NFL Blitz.
Oh, wow. That game is so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's good.
I think I lost to Pantera.
What?
Yeah, during the, what was that thing you guys did? The 24-hour gaming marathon?
Yeah, I never even got to play with anybody.
Yeah, well, we played one match, and he had some comeback miracle, like rubber band AI. That's why I don't like NFL Blitz, because it has this rubber band AI where if you're getting dominated, then all of a sudden your team starts throwing interceptions, starts fumbling just to make the game close. Well, it made it so close, he fluked out a win right at the end. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, I found a fact for you.
All right. All right.
Okay. It was located at South Glendora Avenue in West Covina, California. And Mondo Burger was, Good Burger was Manny's El Loco.
But aren't there good burgers in Texas?
No, there's no good burgers in Texas.
What's the burger place in Texas called then?
Whataburger.
Same shit.
Yeah, no, come on. Same thing. McDonald's, Good Burger.
Whataburger is 10 times better than any of that crap.
Is that the one that has that YouTube video where that dude gets beat down?
I don't think that was
Whataburger. Did you see that?
No.
I think that was Whataburger, dude.
Why would I see that, though?
It's a video where there's a guy talking trash to the employees, and then there's a customer sitting down eating, and the customer tells him to mellow out or something. And his boys are videotaping him, so he gets all aggressive, and that skinny ass kid gets up and just knocks his ass out. And it's him, it's this big white kid, right? Big chubby dude, and he's got like his brother friends, and they look like they're wannabe hip hop artists. And this skinny kid, like, kind of looks like Derek Guy, gets up and just MMAs this dude.
Wait, what do you mean looks like Derek Guy? What does that mean?
Like Derek Guy.
I need some description. I need some.
Okay, like 3, 4, 5 gallons of gel in his hair.
Okay, keep going.
The nice, nice eyebrows.
All right, very groomed. Groomed well.
Very groomed.
Okay.
Wait. So you're telling me that Derek Guy knocked out Final Massacre?
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Yes. And it was hilarious, dude. And even his friends of the dude that got knocked out were laughing at this dude.
They were laughing at their own friend for getting knocked out.
So you mean C Gamer was standing there laughing at a Final Massacre?
I don't want no C Gamer name.
That's pretty much. Yes. That's it.
Oh, I'll bring up C Gamer's name. I don't care.
I'll link you guys after this. You gotta see this.
More like C Lamer.
C Gamer.
Someone say overrated T Pisser? What?
Whoa, we're not there yet. Whoa. Don't jump ahead, please. Thank you. All right, next one. Sponge, I know this one's close to your heart. Nominations for Shooter of the Year. Okay.
Shooter of the year.
So what I nominated was Spec Ops The Line. And if you like Bioshock, if you like Black Ops, if you like, Mag, if you like Battlefield 3, then this is that game, but good, but better, but interesting. Okay. Third person shooter, a great environment, sand, great storytelling. Again, a must play game that was released in 2012. Spec Ops The Line. Now Sponge, you've been playing a new shooter recently that you've fallen in love with that I'm pretty sure you want to nominate for Shooter of the Year.
And everybody go out and pick up Akira Warriors.
Hell yeah.
It's amazeballs.
Wow.
Did that come out this year?
I have no idea.
Okay, honestly, guys, I'm jumping the shark, and this is the reason being. Last night, I had to play on my son's console because I didn't want you guys to know, but I'm a man, so I'm gonna let you guys know. I've been playing Black Ops 2. Yes, I said it.
As I go into the Zero Tolerance website and I kick you,
Black Ops 2 is hell. How does Tomato say? Hella fun.
Hella fun.
Oh, it's shit. I'm gonna have to.
Hey, this is Showies. This is crossover through the board. Every show is this is what we're all about. But honestly, guys, I've been playing this, and I think it's been really exciting and fun for me because I've been playing only with family members, like my kids, my cousins, my nephews. My sister has been playing this. She bought a PS3 and she's playing this game with her fiance. So we're all getting together and we're playing it. Honestly, last night you didn't see me log into my PlayStation other than Netflix. Went to my kids' room, sat down and played from 8 o'clock till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Till dawn.
And I had hella fun. It was amazing. I don't want to nominate it because this just happened now. It's the same crap. Yes, it is. I fell off a tower and I thought I was going to hit the water. I hit a wall. It's just like a wall painted ocean. But if I had to nominate, I'm nominating Battlefield 3 because that's kept me on PS3. Honestly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What just happened here?
I did a switcheroo, dog.
Wait a minute. So you just went on this
I just did a Kanye West.
I've been having so much fun with Black Ops 2. I would like to nominate Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3. And the reason being is Black Ops, I had so much fun, but it was 4 hours of fun. Battlefield 3, I've been having stressful, cold sweats, just cramping fingers, and it's kept me on the network, online with you guys since it came out. And that's why I would like to nominate Battlefield 3 because it's been there since day one and it's something that has kept me with the community. Other than that, I don't think I'd be playing with you guys because you guys don't play anything other than Battlefield 3. I mean, I've been wanting to play Uncharted 3 online. No one plays that. I've been wanting to play.
You know what, Sponge? In honor of the show, today's show, and in honor of me calling out and telling them that they can go fuck themselves because they've been fucking me all week. I'll go get Uncharted 3 today and I'll play with you.
I traded it, dude.
Sponge Diddy now.
But wait. I do have it and it's wrapped.
It's
a present for one of my kids. So go ahead and get it. And after on December 25th, we can sit down and play.
Works for me.
Okay, so everybody out there, if you're thinking of trading it in, keep it, because we're going to play it. Anyways, Battlefield 3 for me.
All right, franchise. Any nominations for Shooter of the Year? He kind of stole your thunder there, I think.
He's already late. He already knows where I'm going to go with this one. That's why he's laughing.
MOH2!
You damn straight.
Oh, wow. MOH2.
MOH1.
Nobody saw that coming because it shouldn't have come. Like, most overrated, right? I mean, we're not doing overrated right now, but, like, big time overrated. That thing fell flat on its face.
I mean, that ran into a wall.
Like, they had good marketing and a very good showing at E3, and they fooled most of us. Like, even to the point where I was never considering buying it, but I was definitely hyping it to try to get other people to buy it.
I had it ordered before it went to E3.
Yeah, you had it ordered the moment that you knew it was going to be a thing, right?
I had it ordered. Let's see. They started taking pre-orders in March. I think I went and put down on it in March. And that was I hadn't even seen anything of it.
Way too soon. Way too soon.
Yeah, but you know what? It opened the door for me for, I think there's a category for a nice racing game that I purchased. Is there a category for a racing game?
Oh, no. But you can weave that in somehow in one of these other categories, I'm sure.
I want to put out a racing game of the year category. There were quite a few that came out this year.
Mario Kart?
Yeah, Mario Kart.
Yeah. Didn't Forza 4 come out this year?
Yeah, that Forza Horizon or whatever that came out. Gran Turismo XL came out.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them.
So be karting?
Do we want to go into this one now?
A Sonic Racing game?
See?
Move support?
See? There we go.
Akira Warriors.
Akira Warriors.
You ride a tank. Would BF3 fall into the racing category?
Yeah. There's definitely tank racing in there.
Yeah, ask Poppy. He does it all the time. He runs, he races to go get the tank. Poppy else can get into it.
Back to you, E-Diddy.
All right. Well, what's next? Sorry, I need to scroll. Ooh, one of my favorite categories of the 2012 showies. Best PlayStation Plus month. Nominate the best month for PlayStation Plus. And, well, this was an easy one for me. This was very easy. November of 2012 was by far the best month because that was the first month that PlayStation Vita Plus was available and you got your 6 instant collection Vita games. Like nobody bought Vita games. So this was great because I was one of those nobody who bought Vita games, but I have a Vita. So I needed games to play on it. So yeah, go ahead and give me 6 free.
Here's a question. When was it this year? Was it 2012 when they got hacked and they came back and gave us those free games?
Was that this year? No, that was last year. Come on.
Are you sure?
No, I don't remember.
This is
2011, sir.
Yeah, that was 2011.
Well, that's still my favorite year.
When we got free PlayStation Plus for a month?
Yes, I downloaded the 2 games and I still haven't played them.
So wait, so you're saying that like, that was like what, June, July of 2011 was your 2012 best PlayStation Plus month?
Yeah, free games, PS3.
Alright.
Yeah, but we get those every month now.
I don't.
Yeah, because you don't have Plus.
I know. Maybe I should go Plus.
I think you should.
I'll see.
I'll say September, man.
September? What happened in September?
September, we got a whole plethora of games.
Was that that might have been the first month of instant game collection.
You got it.
Like free, full-on games.
See? Gotta go with September.
Sound like I got reindeer in my house.
All right, so September for you. There's some other nominations. I'm sure January was pretty good, and February. Who could forget March? Let's be honest. Remember March? March was good.
March is like the best. That's Franchise and I's birthday.
Oh, see, so March was a good PlayStation month. April was all right. May, not so bad. June, July, August, you know, the dog days of summer, but you know, PlayStation Plus was solid. We already mentioned September. October, a very underrated PlayStation Plus month. And, let's not forget December. December, a solid month for PlayStation Plus. So, I mean, it's wide open for—
Can I add something to PlayStation? Let's just say the store.
Yeah.
I rent a lot of movies through the PSN.
Really?
Yeah, and they gave me back a $10 credit for spending, I think it was $30 worth of renting movies.
That's a lot of movie rentals.
Well, I didn't have Netflix back then.
Oh, okay.
Now I have Netflix, but when a new movie came out, like the Batman movies.
I see.
When Avengers came out, we rented and watched, and they sent me a code for $10.
You should have gave that to me.
I rented more movies. it was amazeballs. Right. It was like, my wife was like, hey, you got this thing from Sony and it says $10. I'm like, what? This is the first time it's ever happened. I was going to tweet it, but I didn't want people to get my information.
Okay, next category, best game that you haven't played. And I nominated the one that gets spammed on Twitter the most because I haven't played it. I can't play it because I'm on Android, but I guess this is big on iOS. Clash of Clans. It's the best game I haven't played because it's one of the only games I've heard about that I guess everyone's playing. Is that right, Sponge?
I'm sorry. Can you say that was reading a tweet?
Clash of Clans.
Oh, wait. This is the category for anything other than PlayStation?
No, this is the category for the nomination for best game you haven't played.
Nomination for best game you guys haven't played, but I've been playing like a mother, is Clash of Clans on the iOS devices. It is amazing. It is what you would call a rape and pillage game. You basically have.
Wait, is that a genre?
This is everything. It has. It's something I think B. Smith would actually enjoy doing, is just raping and pillaging people.
Whoa.
I can't find the words to express on how happy this game makes me feel. It's a free to play game. You can obviously spend money like Fresco Camco has. Obviously he spent a lot of money.
Really?
You can tell right away.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Describe. Wait. So what are the transactions like? Like how much is a normal, like 99 cents, 25 cents?
I think if you spend $5, you get 500 gems.
Okay. So.
And those gems contribute to helping you build stuff quicker and faster. But basically, you have your own little space, your town, and you start building. You have these machines that pump elixir, aka oil, and then you have your mines and you're mining for gold. The gold, you use the gold to build your elixir machines and your elixir machines to the products to build your gold, and then you start building warriors and you upgrade your warriors and you buy, you start creating, it's almost like a Civ, but without all the good stuff.
So, hold on, $5 for these gem thingies or whatever.
You don't have to pay for anything. It's basically like, it's almost like DC Universe where you can play.
Right.
And you can advance, but other people advance faster than you if they spend money. But it seems like nobody spends money other than Fresco.
Well, let's do some math here. Let's kind of calculate how much he could have possibly spent on this free-to-play game that you don't have to spend anything.
I'm going to say he spent at least $15.
$15?
Yes. I'm going to say he probably has.
Would you buy this game for $15?
I would not pay nothing for this game because it's free.
And he's paid $15.
All you have to do is troll the game and just play it. And what I love about it is that I don't have to sit there and play the game. I go on it on my iPad and I set what I need to set and it builds itself, right? Almost like, Plants vs. Zombies. And, you know, it's all on timers. It's basically like, Farmville.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you create your warriors and then it has an online where you can go online and then you invade other villages. It tells you how much elixir and how much gold they have and how many trophies they have. And you can invade them, but it is your strategy. You have to literally put your town in your defenses so when they come and invade you, you're keeping them from taking your shit.
Isn't that kind of like Command and Conquer?
Yeah. I've never played, but let's say yes. But this is with swords and bone arrows and wizards and magic.
And $15.
And giants, and it's fun, and I've got so far, King Bowser is in the clan, Fresco Camco's in the clan, Garen 420's in the clan, Maximus Prime is playing it, Paul Wolf is playing it, which is Athenas, I think.
Yeah, Athenas.
Staccata is playing it, my son is playing it, I'm sure I'm missing another T-Pisser out there that's part of it, and I'm sorry if I have, but and then you can request, there's a chat for your clan alone, and I can request troops, and you can send me troops, and you get, leveling bonuses, and then vice versa, and it's fun, because you're not on it every day, you set it, and you forget it, like the freaking George Foreman grill, whatever it is. And if you have an iOS device, like a phone, you could take it on the go. I'm sorry, but I haven't played my Vita since this game.
Okay. So we've went through the game that I haven't played. that best game I haven't played. You explained it.
Honestly, a game that I own and that I haven't played.
Wow, were those crickets I just heard?
Was it?
Who's
it? It sounded like crickets.
I didn't hear the crickets. Okay, go ahead, Fun. Tell us the game you haven't played. Best game you haven't played.
Batman Arkham City.
Wait, you've played the other one though, right? Arkham Asylum?
Played that.
And it was amazing, and this one's supposed to be even better. How can you call yourself a comic book fan, a DC comic book fan, and not have played this game? I'm revoking your comic book fan card.
Boom.
You can't, because I've been playing it. But and what I do is I play it and then I put it down because either I jizzed all over myself or I can't finish the game because I don't want the adventure to end.
But that's the beauty of the game. The adventure never ends.
I don't want it to end, franchise. I don't have the money to go buy another comic book right now.
Dude, if you go look at this game, the game is amazing.
I have it.
But the game came out last year.
But I bought this year's.
So you bought the Game of the Year edition.
Yes. So it's validated for this year's showies.
So you have all of the DLC and everything with it.
I have all the DLC, all the characters. I even got a free movie download, Batman Year One, with that edition on the PSN.
Nice.
So I play it and I put it down. I don't want it to end. I want it. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to let the adventure last till the next Batman game comes out, hopefully.
Well, there are no plans for it right now.
Trust me, there's gonna be plans for it. There's Justice League movies gonna start record. They're gonna start doing that. They're gonna have to do. It's funny how Dark Knight comes out and then this game comes out and they're just leapfrogging each other to keep that money cash coming.
Okay, franchise. That's Sponges. What about you? Best game you haven't played this year?
WWE 12.
Really? Like, you buy those games every year, right? Like, that's one of your go-tos.
Is it the big guys with panties that makes you want this game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, franchise is into that.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Was that your jaw hitting the floor?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't have really, because as the E Diddy likes to call me on Twitter, I'm cash chives and I go buy everything under the sun.
You pretty much played everything that you've wanted to play.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. Cause
no, Call of Duty.
Oh
no,
yeah, Black Ops 2.
I don't want to.
You play haven't that. Played that. That is probably the best game you haven't played.
You did say you have another account.
Yep, you did. Yeah.
I can't betray my brotherhood like that.
If they don't know, we won't feel it.
No, I can't do it. You know, every year I go through.
I like how you sound like you're just fighting yourself back.
Every year I go through that, I say, I'm not going to get this game. I'm not going to play it. I do not want it. And every year I end up getting it.
I'll play with you, franchise.
For 2 weeks. I will not.
For 2 weeks. And then I go trade it back in.
I'll send you a clan invite.
This game is better than Medal of Honor.
True. I believe it. I really do believe it.
But you played Medal of Honor. That's my point.
Yeah, I played Medal of Honor. The only thing good about it was the story mode. The online sucks. I would not recommend it to anybody. I would rather play Homefront than play Medal of Honor again.
Play Call of Duty. It's basically Call of Duty HD.
Oh, wow. You know what game I haven't played this year?
What's that?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ooh, those games are so bad though. Like, this is supposed to be the best game you haven't played. That can't be the best game. Wait a minute. Can you guys explain something to me? Cause this is what I don't understand. Why do people like comic book characters? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand. Why people like them?
Oh, yeah. Seriously?
Because they're superheroes. That's why they like them.
It makes no sense to me.
You have to be raised on superheroes.
I loved superheroes when I was 10, not when I'm 30.
It's you're 30. You're playing video games. Diddy, you played games when you were 10. So why do you still play video games? Because you find the fun in it.
No, I don't.
You just fight yourself back on saying that one.
that's a good point, but mostly I play sports games. So I'm trying to relive my past glory. Right?
Why don't you go out and play sports?
No, I can't. I can barely throw a baseball anymore.
I believe you on that.
Literally, too. There's something wrong with my shoulder.
Oh. It's because you're throwing it with the wrong hand.
Comic book. So bad. I watched that Spider-Man movie. Oh, I couldn't even finish it.
Was it that bad? I've never seen it.
I literally was like, you know what? I can go find something more entertaining to do than this. So I just got up and left.
Did you feel the same way with Dark Knight Rises?
That's the last movie, right?
Yeah.
After going and watching it at the theater, I was like, this was entertaining, but this isn't one of the best movies I've ever seen, and I don't really care to ever watch it again. And it was a little too long, and then I started nitpicking, like, you know, like, you see one thing, then you see another, and by the time, I had talked myself out of not liking the movie.
But you still were entertained, and that's the part. Entertained.
Yeah, I guess so. At the time, I was entertained, but...
So, how did you feel about the Avengers movie?
That's another one. When I watched it, and I got out of the theater, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. And then when I tried to watch it again, I was like, I am so bored, I'm out of here.
It's the movie theater experience with Avengers that made it awesome. I watched that at home, renting it on the PSN.
Yeah.
And it's not the same.
It wasn't. I agree with you, Sponge.
That's when you get up and go get another beer or a bag of chips while they're talking, and then when they start fighting, it's when you run back to the couch, and then when they stop fighting, you go back and fold some clothing, yeah, do the laundry.
Yep. That's pretty much the exact same experience when I watched it the second time at home. And there are other movies that's not true. I can watch it a second time and be completely entertained. It just didn't happen with Avengers.
Like porn. I do not get up off the seat when I'm watching porn.
You're glued to the television.
I'm literally glued to the desk.
All right. Next category, Mini of the Year. Nominations for Mini of the Year. And if you guys haven't played Wizorbs, you need to play this game. It's a block-breaking RPG. Like, if there are two things that I wanted to mix together, it's block-breaking and RPG dungeon crawling. Leveling up. You're a magician. You shoot your wand. Your wand shoots a little ball. You break blocks. You break chests. You break enemies. You get spells. It's amazing. It's a must-play mini.
Am I casting spells? Because my wand shoots, too.
You're shooting your wand.
You're shooting your wand. That should have been the back of the box or in the description. You're shooting your wand.
Wanky wank there.
So I recommend, highly, highly recommend Wizorbs Block Breaking RPG Dungeon Crawler. Three things that should always go together.
I can't nominate a mini, but I will go and look at the list and I'll place a vote on one of them.
Yeah. Tomorrow night. Sunday evening. Franchise, have you ever played a mini?
Yeah, I played a mini.
All right.
About 2 years ago. It first came out.
Oh, minis. They've kind of been left to die. There's still some games that come out, but.
I think I played, there was something,
Z.
No, it was something fist game. We run around.
You run around fisting?
Ooh. Like hamster.
You like that a little bit too much.
They should stop calling them minis and start calling them quickies.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Okay, and these aren't all the nominations. I haven't looked up all the nominations because there's Twitter hashtags that I need to look up. So it isn't just going to be Wizorbs, unfortunately.
Can I ask you a question, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have people been participating in nominating?
There's at least two or three nominations for every category. Some more than others. Some, there's not a lot of nominations, and others, there are. Like, the next one coming up, Most Overrated T-Pisser. Which I
man, I've got a list. I got a laundry list.
Okay, well, let me do my nomination first, which was Tomater, which is, you know, that's a go-to, right? Tomater is one of the most.
That right there was the first one on my list.
Overrated T-Pisser. But there was a comment on this post. Franchise got a nomination for most overrated.
I remember that comment.
For most overrated T-Pisser. Franchise, you got, and, you know, that's a pretty prestigious nomination to be nominated for the most overrated community member.
I'm going to shut down everything. I'm going to stop playing PlayStation games.
No, wait. Listen to what he – read it to him.
Wait, what?
Read it.
Read the comment?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because
he's going emo on us.
Oh, hold on, this is the one on the post, right? On the website?
Yeah, this is a jizzy.
Oh, yeah. franchise. He's got to win something. Haha.
Love it,
Jesus. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I'm just joking, man. I don't give a damn what people.
But it is funny.
And that's the point, right?
Yes.
That's the point.
Jizzy's my man. You know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy. So, you know, I can take that with a grain of salt and smile.
But
have you guys seen Jizzy with, he cut his locks?
Yeah. I saw the video.
I was, yeah. Jizzy.
All right, Sponge, how about you? Who would be your most overrated?
It's on there, right? Did my post go up?
Oh, I don't know. Did you just now do it?
No, I did this when I first saw that, I was like, oh, I gotta add my
Oh, you did it on the Twitters, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'd have to look that up. Just tell me.
My nominee is C-Gamer.
Whoa.
That's a good nomination.
It's just for fun, because you hear him across the board, and he takes stuff to heart, and then he takes stuff to light. But someone's got to win something.
I agree. I completely agree. What about you, Franchise? You said you had the laundry list of overrated.
Dude, I could go down the line. I mean,
give us your first three.
Yeah, give us your top three. Don't include the ones we've already mentioned.
No.
Yeah, if we mention some, just knock and move up.
Yeah, skip over.
Okay, so Tomato was right up there because he didn't even have a PlayStation.
Okay, you didn't skip over the one like we asked you to skip over.
I said he's up there. I didn't put him out there.
And start with three and work your way up to number one.
Number three, Beto LeBro.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
And is that because you don't know if you're playing with him or his dad?
That's true. That's very true. Number two.
Franchise.
There we go.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Number two.
Franchise.
Number two. Number two.
Franchise.
Number two.
Number two.
All right, number two. We got you.
Love it. Albino Massacre.
Wait, is he a T-Fizzer? Does he count?
I would say yes.
I think he's a BZTP-er.
No, I think he's a T-pisser.
All right, Albino Massacre. I'll take it.
Actually, I should have said number one.
Well, who would be number one then? Come on.
Number one, E. Diddy.
Whoa! All the nominations are in. I got to put it up there.
Franchise, you should just drop the mic and walked away, bro. That was epic.
E. Diddy, you had to love that one.
I was hoping it was going to be Pantera.
Actually, I was going to say B. Smith, but, you know, B. Smith kind of puts up and tolerates me, so I can't throw him under the bus like that.
All right.
Even though I like B. Smith. B. Smith, I like you.
And I know there's a couple other nominations for that. So, I mean, that one's going to be a loaded category. There's a lot of overrated G-Fizzers.
We can throw Pantera up in the number one slot. Pantera, you get up there.
Is there a category for Clan of the Year?
Clan?
Oh, we can say Clan.
Patriot Arrow in the chat says he just wants to be raided. All right. Let's see. Next showies. This is a TPS NFL special. Trade of the Year. Trade of the Year. This one got a lot of play on Twitter. I don't remember what those nominations were, and it doesn't really matter because the trades that I pulled off this year are the ones that are going to win. When I stole Calvin Johnson from Franchise,
are you
absolutely stole the best wide receiver in the entire NFL?
Are you kidding me?
I got him for free from Franchise.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you said trade of the year, I thought what game you bought and traded ASAP.
That would have been another good one, actually, Franch, or Fudge. That would have been another good one.
So I'll let you guys take this.
Okay. I think that was a really good trade because we both won on that trade.
Well, no. I won.
No, I won on that trade too because that was an instant upgrade to my receiving core.
It wasn't because I got the better receiver.
That's a toss up.
It's not a toss up. Do the math. I actually got the better receiver.
Oh, stop.
You stop.
Oh, you stop. No, that was the trade that instantly, you know, that actually helped me get into the playoffs.
That was the trade heard around the world.
That was a really good trade because I had all but given up on Calvin Johnson because he was sitting on my bench doing nothing.
He was sitting on your bench being the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Being a bum. He was averaging about 6 points a week. If that.
He's going to set the record for most receiving yards in the season.
Yeah, he didn't start doing that until about 5 weeks ago.
And you traded him for beans.
I traded him for Demaryius Thomas, who is also one of the best in the league.
Who?
Demaryius
Thomas. Who?
Yeah.
Okay, well that was one trade. And the Rough Riders pulled off another blockbuster trade when they got A-Rod and Demaryius Thomas, and Fred Jackson for Anquan Boldin, Steve Smith, Matt Stafford, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? A bunch of players for nobody. A bunch of great players for nobody. And that was against Team Canada. Thank you very much, Team Canada. I will always take free players. I'll take them from Canada. I'll take them from franchise. It doesn't matter.
Can I say something about Team Canada?
Yeah, go ahead.
That guy caught up to the way this community is.
He figured it out eventually.
I love that guy. He was quick.
Yeah.
And still, Pantera still trying to understand. This guy just picked up and just ran. He smelled what you were stepping on.
We're still trying to understand Pantera, so, I mean.
It took Pantera years to actually finally get it.
We need a Pantera category.
All right. Franchise, do you have any nominations? I know Bourne has a bunch. McLean has a bunch. Those are on Twitter. Those will be in the poll. I don't want to mention them now because they're not going to win. But Franchise, do you have one?
What about the trade that I did with Tomato?
Where you stole, which one did you steal from him? That was the Marshawn Lynch trade, right?
The Marshawn Lynch trade.
Oh, wow. Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode. You got beast mode for free.
I'm going to.
No, it was Marshawn Lynch for broken down old Steven Jackson, who hasn't had but 1 week that he actually did something.
I'm going to add to this. To this, I think the best trade of the year was Tomaters taking away from Pantera, and you guys not bitching about it, but not voting it down.
I voted it down.
Wait, which one was that?
The one where you guys started calling him Sundas.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That one. Where everybody complained, but no one voted it down. I voted it.
I probably didn't vote it. I probably voted it to go through, even though I was complaining about it. Because that's how this commissioner rolls. Okay, so that's the TBS NFL trades. Nominees for PS Vita Game of the Year. I didn't play this game, but I did play the demo, Ragnarok Odyssey. And if you like dungeon crawlers, if you like action games, if you like RPGs, if you like loot, you like armor, upgrading your armor, you like continuous gameplay, you like online co-op, if you like Phantasy Star Portable or something like Monster Hunter, then you need to play this. Now, I didn't play it. I only played the 15-minute demo, but this is my PS Vita Game of the Year. Sponge?
Vita Game of the Year?
PS Vita Game of the Year.
This is hard. Two games.
Alright.
Resistance, Fallen Sky.
Alright.
Actually, three games.
Alright, again.
Unit 13. Plain and simple, it took me back to my SOCOM days. Story mode.
Third person action, over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder, boulder holders. It basically was the same thing, tactical. You had to use the right weapon for the right level.
Right.
You listened to what they've told you, the missions you had to accomplish, and I love that about that game. And what I loved about it too is that it was the makers of Soul that made that game. This was their last game they made before they were shut down. So my hats off goes to them. Reason being I bought it was just as a farewell to them. Third game, and I think it's not, I'm going to say Batman 2 Lego.
But that's not the real really game, though.
It's still on the Vita, though.
But isn't that like the bad version?
Did you say exclusive?
No, I'm just saying, like, that was kind of a bad version, though.
It's a very bad version. It was basically a ported version of the Nintendo DS. But the thing is that it allowed me to take on the go. I finished the game on the PS3. I finished the game on the Vita. And the only reason being is because I didn't finish it on both consoles, but it felt like I did. So I would like to nominate Unit 13.
All right. Franchise?
I would like to nominate Hot Shots Golf.
Ooh, that's a great nomination. That's a great game.
Although I do not own a Vita yet, I've played it, and that game is amazing.
It's like real golf.
Only better.
Only better. I agree. Completely.
Man, that game is awesome.
And it's coming out for the PlayStation soon-ish, sometime next year. With crossplay.
I don't have a PlayStation though. That's just like fucking 10 years ago, Diddy.
Come on. Come on. Alright, next category, Twitter of the Year. Nominations for Twitter of the Year. The must follow Twitter in this community. And everyone, everyone knows that you need to be following at bSmith3258.
Because
that Twitter is amazing. You can get things like, on November 30th, suck my butt.
I said spell.
October 17th. I'm not white. I'm clear. A retweet of Boom Podcast Franchise and BZT, which when they said, I'm not racist, I have black friends, and bSmith3258 retweeted, I don't. So that's a must follow on Twitter. Please follow at bSmith3258. Who's your guys' nomination? Sponge, I think you nominated yourself, didn't you?
I nominated myself, and not only because I'm conceited, but I think I try to keep all of us together on Twitter. I think what I've been trying to do is since our website has been dead for so long, I've tried to bring that to Twitter. So I try to do contests on Twitter. I try to keep the people, like, show me your gaming system on Twitter. I tweet on what kind of coffee you drink and show me your picture. When Batman Lego 2 came out, I tweeted a picture of me drunk in my Batman mask. I think I've spammed all of you on Ebates with Twitter.
Yes,
I think I've spammed all of you with Clash of Clans on Twitter. And I only do that because I love you guys and because we don't have a website to really go other than Battle Club Gaming and the new BZT website. I think Twitter is basically our website, and I've been treating it like our website. So, for me, my buzz. Because I can't take this with me anymore.
Can't what?
Sponge is out there, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Are you there, Sponge? What are you downloading right now?
Who's downloading?
No, I can't.
Like Robot Diddy.
He's downloading.
Am I downloading? No, I can hear you just fine, Franchise. I just can't hear Sponge.
I can hear you fine. I can't hear Sponge.
I'm on mute right now.
So Sponge needs to tell his kids to turn off the PlayStation.
Stop branding Batman right now. It's not a good time.
Don't.
All right. Franchise, do you have a Twitter nomination?
I would like to nominate Disturbed Poppy.
Must follow at Disturbed _ Poppy, right?
Disturbed _ Poppy. Distinguished. He is not afraid to call someone a clown on a daily basis. He tells people, get out of here, on a daily basis. He is not afraid to go out and tell people to buy the Galaxy S3 and stick to his guns. He will stick to his guns about anything that he wants and has an opinion about. Disturbed _ Poppy. You have to follow him. Might make you laugh, might make you cry, but he is a must follow.
Twitter nomination for Franchise. All right, I'm going to skip over a bunch of these because there's some key ones I want to get to, like the nomination for Trophy Horror of the Year. I nominated Zonal Ripper. If you look, he's a level 27 with, like, over 60 platinums, over 5,800 trophies altogether. Zonal for Trophy Horror of the Year. Franchise, any nominations?
See. Gamer.
Here, here.
This guy has 102 platinum trophies. He is a level 27 gamer. I mean, and I think he platinums like once a week.
And he puts them on YouTube.
Yeah, he puts them on YouTube. That guy there is a true trophy whore.
He has trophy guides, platinum guides on his YouTube channel. If you want to find that, it's cgamer48 on Twitter or on YouTube, something like that. You'll find it.
cgamer48 across the board. Yeah, that's what it is. He's on PlayStation, on PSN like that. He's everything he does. He's even on the Battlefield Zero Tolerance .engine.com website is cgamer48.
He takes his old T-ball trophies and he takes the tags off and puts a tag for whatever game he just trophied.
Platinum. All right, so that's a trophy whore. If you want to nominate, you can comment. Next category, T-piss, or actually it's just community moment of the year. And there's a big moment in this community that many of us remember. And maybe some of us don't want to remember franchise, but when the Rough Riders took on the BZTP team in Battlefield 3, there is video evidence of a celebration like there has never been on the internet before.
I remember that. I showed up late and everybody was jumping around. It was like, what the hell is going on?
It was amazing. It is the time that we beat the BZTP team. We made them rage quit. We dominated them. And then we celebrated a championship over them for like 6 minutes straight, jumping over.
I don't remember it happening like that. I remember there's footage of
video evidence.
I have video evidence that was made by one, I'm not going to say who he is, but he was recording the whole thing, and there was like a complete domination of the Rough Riders. And then when I showed up, everybody was like, well, we already won the match. We're getting out of this server and going to the BZT server.
Yeah. So then That's what losers would say, to be honest with you.
The Rough Riders did not win a match. They got completely dominated. Oh. I don't think they took any tickets.
According to the video evidence, the championship celebration in which we made the entire BZTP team rage quit.
Stop, please.
It's on YouTube.
One player said something and I thought it was the truth. And it was Rough Riders versus BZT. And I think a lot of, it was KPG, right?
No, it was BZT.
No, it was BZTP.
A lot of BZT players were Rough Riders before they were BZT. So their loyalty was up in the air.
Still up in the air if you ask me.
I think like Franchise should have been in the Rough Riders team. I think Pantera should have been in the Rough Riders team. I think Disturbed should have been in the Rough Riders team because they were all Rough Riders before they were BZT.
Well, then nobody would have been on the BZTP.
Whoa! We would have won!
Whoa!
That was a great moment. That was fun.
That was fun. And a lot of people that were there that were celebrating, I know Bourne said he hasn't laughed that hard in years. That was a great moment. That was a lot of fun.
That was a great moment because that was a moment that I shared with my son.
That's right. We let him in. Right at the end, because we weren't going to have a complete team. All right. What about you, Sponge? Do you have another great moment?
Honestly, that was community game night, dude. That celebration moment. That was CGM. That was T-Piss at its best. That celebration. So you got my vote, son.
All right. Franchise, what about you?
I think the moment that the Battlefield Zero Tolerance .engine.com website went up. I think that was epic. I think it was the moment that just shined across all platforms, all websites.
The entire internet just got a little bit brighter that day.
It just showed up and everybody was like, wow, we have another place to go.
All right. So I'm going to put this down. This is going to be the last. Now, there's lots of other categories that you can go to the website and look at right now to do the nominations. Polls aren't going up till tomorrow. This is the last one we're going to cover, and it's nominations for Tea Pisser of the Year.
Wait. Can we also talk about Podcast of the Year?
All podcasts are up for Podcast of the Year, so there's no nominations that have to be done. Okay. Every podcast we know of are going to be in that category.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Tea Pisser of the Year. I nominated McLean, John_McLean. He hasn't won Tea Pisser of the Year yet. Sponge, you won last year.
Yeah.
Mr. Slugger won the year before.
Unfortunately.
And I've nominated McLean, and like I put in the post, in the chat a little bit too often. Shows up for events a little bit too much. That's the Tea Pisser. Who do you nominate, Sponge?
He's here with us. Franchise 254. This dude, we call you a troller, E. Diddy. But Franchise has surpassed the trolling. In a good way. Not in a bad way, Franchise. In a good way. This dude's here to help me do the Everything Burrito. This guy is here to do his podcast rants. It's because of him why we got another show, BZT Podcast. It's Franchise. He's stepped up. To me, it's not, I mean, I understand being there at the chats. That's fine and dandy. That's what a community member does. But to go above and beyond being in the chat and produce and more content, Franchise. That's it. Hands down, it's Franchise. And I just heard the whole crowd just jump up and cheer.
Okay, Franchise. Don't return the favor. Because I'm making Sponge ineligible for Team Reserve Year. Nobody can win it twice. So,
and not only that, it's hard to do what I did and kept doing.
So go ahead and nominate someone else. Someone that you think deserves the recognition.
Man, it's kind of hard, and I appreciate that, Sponge. I really do.
It's the truth, dog.
I couldn't do nothing but sit there and be quiet the whole time. And that's the first time, and probably the last time you will hear that.
You were crying.
I would have been touching myself.
Whoa. I'm going to throw somebody up there. Whoa.
Go ahead and throw them.
Are y'all getting feedback?
Nope.
Wow. I got an echo from you.
Yeah, I'm getting echo too.
I'm not getting echo. Go ahead. Power through it.
I want to nominate Pantera down to...
Ooh, ooh. Really? You sure you want to do that?
No, I don't. I was just saying something.
He's just trying to get more votes.
Oh, you're trying to fix the poll. You're trying to put people that you know you will dominate.
See, that would be like Obama and what's that? Like his name that just lost McCain.
Like Obama for your mama?
See, it would be like... He wouldn't stand a chance. I'm sorry, Pantera. You're a good guy, and everybody loves you, and your videos suck ass, but they don't suck. I'm just kidding, Pantera, before you cry.
There's a little truth in everything, Pantera.
No, Pantera's my guy. Man, we have so many people that are great, man. It's hard to just narrow one down and say, I'm going to just nominate this guy right here. I'll throw C Gamer up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. He's done a lot. I know he's done a lot of videos. He did montages. He does most of the contests. He's done imaging, and
you forgot this is T Pisser of the Year, not B of the Year.
And if
I couldn't nominate you. Franchise, there's two others out there, and if I can throw out the name,
go ahead.
Out there for other people to nominate.
No, go ahead.
You can't forget fucking Staccata, guys. Staccata took us orphans.
I would
gave us a home.
I would say Staccata.
Staccata's.
I would even say Mo Got Game.
Mo Got Game.
Ooh, that's another good one. That's a really good one.
Like I said, there's so many good ones.
This is Mr. Poppy. Yeah. Mr. Poppy and his spamming of BF3.
Yeah, but you know, if I had nominated Disturbed Poppy again, then they would be like, oh, his Franchise, that's his best buddy, and he's gonna just throw Disturbed out there, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to hear that shit. You know, I just want people to shut the fuck up and let me say what I have to say. So, but no, I picked C-Gamer because it was kind of hard, because kind of new, and he's still, you know, we gave him, you know, trophy war. Yeah, that's kind of a bad mark again. But it's a good mark.
But it's, you know, I see the category, and I see the category across the board.
If I was going to say across the board, I would say Staccata, because Staccata works real hard. He has his own site. He does, you know, he's trying to pull in more content. He's adding content, just like I'm trying to add more content. So, I mean, if I was to put somebody out there for that reason, yes, I would put Staccata up there.
And not only that, but he's like the first black man to take a bunch of orphans in.
That's never happened before.
I'm playing, guys. Don't take it in a bad way. It's a joke.
You said it. There's a little truth in everything.
But it's funny. And Staccata knows that. Staccata and me got the humor going.
Okay, let me say this, and I'll put this out publicly. I'm black. I'm sitting right here, and it's funny to me. It's not offensive. So if anybody has anything to say, shut the fuck up.
And not only that, but I'm also, I'm half black from the waist down. That's wow. A good one, right?
Wow.
It worked getting married.
Pixar didn't happen.
They don't call me the human tripod for nothing, did he?
They never called you that. Okay, all right. So that's enough. Trying to make people feel good.
Yeah, seriously, we should throw Staccata in there. I would say nominate Staccata. How many people can we put in there?
Oh, it can be as many as we want.
As many.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the voting hasn't started. This is just, we're trying to get them on the ballot.
Yeah. So what you can do, if you're listening to this, you have about a day to either comment or hashtag on Twitter. You can find all the details in the post on theplaystationshow.com to nominate, so that we can put up the polls on Sunday or Monday, whenever I get to it, actually. And then around January 1st, reveal the winners.
See, hey, remember, Diddy, I was running for president last month.
That's right.
I was going to be the president. You were going to be the vice president. And everybody was like, well, why would you like franchise the president and E-Diddy the vice president? That works perfectly.
So we can impeach you.
No, stop.
He was trying to make me leader of agriculture or something like that.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Trying to make me mow the White House's lawn and shit.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
I would never.
Unbelievable.
I put you in charge of delivering chips to the White House.
Shit. The show's not done yet, right, Diddy?
Well, no, there's a couple more things we need to go through.
Yes.
Just make sure you hit those posts, get those nominations in so I can make the polls, tomorrow afternoon. I also want to go over one thing real quick. Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition came out for PlayStation Plus. We're having a double elimination tournament tomorrow night. If you have PlayStation Plus, you need to start downloading now, because it's going to take you 2 days to download it. It's like 18 gigabytes. You need 18 gigabytes to download it, and then you need 18 more gigabytes to install it. So you need like 40. Okay, so you need 40 gigabytes. Download it, install it, patch it. Sign up for this double elimination tournament around 5 o'clock. I'll post the tournament bracket and the seedings and who you're going to be playing, so that 8 o'clock that night we can have our Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition tournament, fighting game style. My Chun-Li is unstoppable, okay?
She got thunder thighs.
Yeah, you've been warned. I got footsies, okay? Unstoppable. You will not even be able to.
If someone fights you, can they use Chun-Li? Or is,
yeah,
is
no. You, character, you can use any character. 90-second, best of three rounds, move on. We're going to have winner's bracket, loser's bracket, just like they do in real life. And wow. The stages are going to be set to random. And hopefully this works. I'm hoping that no more than four people sign up, so that this can be really easy. Cause a four person double elimination tournament is really easy to run. But I'm throwing it out there now that if you hear this and you want to sign up, you can.
What's the prize?
$20 PSN card.
Oh, I was hoping you said you don't get eliminated.
we delete you from Twitter and our PSN. But this is open for community members only. I don't want any random.
Which community?
Community members, here's the way you get in. If you're on my friends list, if you're on my friends list and I know who you are and you say you want in, then you're in. And I'll
this
add
has to
you.
Be your PSN friends list or your website friend list?
No, this is the PSN friends list because it'll be easier for me to control and set up the tournament. But I know Dark Nation is in, Born downloaded it, I have it, McLean has it, Franchise, you have PlayStation Plus, I don't know if you'll be around though, you'll probably have to work, I assume.
Yeah. Call in sick, dude.
No, don't call in sick, don't call in sick. But anybody else who's out there that has it, and you're on my friend's list.
Tomorrow's my first day in a new department, so I'm not calling out sick for that.
Yeah, please.
They're going to put him in the calling in sick department.
Yeah, please don't call in sick for that. So you can sign up for that if you want. Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, not regular Street Fighter 4. It's the Arcade Edition that PlayStation Plus members got for free. Okay, go ahead, Sponge. Now you can take back over and you can do...
I was going to say one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
If you guys are not in the tournament tomorrow night, we have a BZT tomorrow night. And Disturbed will be tweeting what time that's going to be out, what time we're going to be doing. It's going to be live stream. We have a special guest again.
Wait a minute. I thought you had to work.
I'll be home in time to do a podcast.
Oh.
I don't do those until late anyway.
Oh, okay.
You said tournament.
Huh?
You said if you're not in the tournament, right?
Yeah, tournament.
Yeah, E-Diddy's tournament.
And that's tomorrow, Diddy.
That's tomorrow at 8.
Okay, gotcha.
My time, Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, I'll be just getting off work at that time, so I'll be home probably around 9-ish.
The tournament will probably be over by then, let's hope.
So I won't be there. We will be doing a show tomorrow night. It's going to be a live stream. We got, a special guest there. I think that's what BZT has turned into, is a special guest. Central, but we usually have some pretty good guests though. Except for we had that one week and he was just yapping. He was talking about Halo 4 and it's like,
who?
We don't want to hear that crap.
No, we love Halo. I love Halo. Halo 4 is amazing.
Talking about Maximus.
Yeah, whoa.
That was terrible.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's why he's coming back next week, next show. Not this show.
Halo talk, guys.
Yeah, that's why I go to Battlefield Zero Tolerance. We hear Halo talk.
HZT.
Oh, that's horrible.
You could have a whole brand though. Halo, Zero Tolerance. Resistance, Zero Tolerance.
Call of Duty, Zero Tolerance.
Burrito, Zero Tolerance.
Wow. Hey, man, you're making me hungry. Now I want to go get a burrito.
Okay, so that's tomorrow night. BattlefieldZeroTolerance.engine.com. No racist.
Right? No racist.
All right, now you can go, Sponge. Do what you're gonna do. Oh, I don't know. You close it out. You end it. It's back to everything burritos.
Well, guys, Diddy, thank you for coming on. Franchise, thank you for coming on. Everybody, go out there, nominate who you want to nominate, and then after you nominate, make sure you go out and vote. Are you allowed to vote only once, Diddy?
Here's the thing. You can vote multiple times. I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out how you can do that. It's possible. It is possible, but I'm not going to tell people how they can do it.
I know how to do it.
So if, go out and vote, people.
If Franchise wins by a landslide, you automatically do.
And don't vote because you hate this person. Vote with your hearts. Vote because you want that person to win. Don't vote someone else because you don't want that person not to win. Nah, don't be a dick.
I'm happy that I was nominated for anything and,
You nominated for two things.
Yeah, dude. You're nominated for Overrated and Defensor of the Year.
Oh,
hey, it's true.
I'll take it. I don't care.
So all I gotta say is, guys, Diddy, thank you for everything you've been doing, man. You've been my inspiration on podcasting and being part of the community. Since day one, since I downloaded your first show and I stuck with you guys, and then I joined the community. I just want to say my hats off to you, B. Smith, Austin D, Pyro. Your brother, everybody. You guys are the reason why I love podcasting.
Well, can I
franchise? Shut up. Franchise. Dude, thank you for stepping up and doing what you do. You are a stand-up dude and just thank you for taking the reins Rains, thank you for doing what you're doing, because you are basically the next generation of what T-Piss is. I, for one, I like what everybody's doing for this community, for people like Disturbed, for Pantera, Staccata, the UK guys, Zonal Ripper, the Big Don, even Mr. Slugga, Here Comes Bod, the originals of the UK, like, what was his name? William?
Oh, Murray.
Murray 2011. Nate, even Phobia.
Well, Twitter of the year. I forgot about that.
Redfield. Thank you for whatever you think you're doing.
Wow.
It's this community that makes it the best community on the internet. And I'm sad to say some of you might be happy to hear this and some of you may not. But I think the Everything Burrito has gone off and I'm going out on
Wait top a minute. Did you just retire?
I am putting the microphone down.
Shut up.
What?
I am putting the microphone down.
Shut up. And get out of here.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you right now, that I'm getting out of here.
Oh, you're leaving. Is your wife home?
No, I don't know if I can keep doing this. I don't know. It's
kind of hard.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's a pleasure to be here and talk to you guys. And the Everything Burrito podcast is basically, I just want to sit down and talk with you guys. And I don't know if putting that on the air is worth content. I'm not saying I'm leaving the community. I'm just saying that I think the Everything Burrito is not what I wanted it to be. I just wanted us to sit down and talk. And I don't think that's something that is worth for people to listen to.
Whoa, stop right there. Shut your gab.
Shut your face.
I'm just stating what I think and what I feel.
And I'm going to tell you actual facts. Do you not know this show has fans?
No.
Realize that? Do you not realize that everyone comes to listen to the show?
No.
No. What?
It's just, I don't think it's the right content. In my heart, I felt of a show where just the community got together and just bullshitted and we put that on the air and people that wanted. The thing is that my love for T-Piss was not you guys talking about games, but you guys talking BS and talking about tapping trees and bump hats and what I'm drinking or I'm hungover and Hamster Fist talking about railroad tracks. That was my love for the show. And I thought I can still bring that. But to me, I don't feel like it's the right thing for what I'm doing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not going anywhere, motherfuckers. You're still going to get spammed with Ebates and you're still going to get spammed with Clash of Clans. But I just think that Everything Burrito is not what it's meant for me to do. I don't know. It's like the Ratcast was perfect. But we talked too many games. I wanted to review the shows. I wanted a bunch of dudes sit down and talk about what we heard about you guys talking about. And, you know, I don't want you calling in sick, franchise. You got bills.
Yeah, but I got sick leave and I got freaking...
I understand, but that sick leave is for when you do get sick, bro. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe they're... I don't know. Maybe someone can take the Everything Burrito name and do what it's really. I don't know. I'm an idea guy. I'm not a producing guy. You guys noticed.
So Sponge. So if I was to say I want to take the Everything Burrito and I want to put a spin on it and, you know, do some things, you would be fine with that?
Dude, I'm a stand up dude. I'm T-Piss. I'm what fucking my. As long as you guys give me something to listen to and I can call in and talk shit to you, and that's all I want. And I feel like what I'm doing is not, is I don't know, it doesn't feel right to me. At first it was fun and dandy, my April Fool's joke, that's what I like, is my ideas, the stupid commercials, the Brown and Down fucking, what was it called? The Sofa King and I like creating ideas. I don't think I can follow through with the ideas.
But I think this is what I think should happen. I think that you should have your own show. I think you should keep it. But I think we need to find you a full-time producer.
And I think that's true, but I need to find my niche. And I think my niche is, I honestly feel like, I don't know what to say, guys. I just feel like my ideas, Diddy, you've heard me fucking throw ideas around. And I don't know, it's just, Masterpiece Theater, dude, I enjoy doing it. But to find the time for me to sit down for about 2 hours and record and watch a movie and tell my kids to be quiet, it's hard for me to do.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Honestly, though, I sat down twice and I watched that stupid movie twice and I listened to the podcast.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You watched it and did the commentary and then you downloaded your own commentary and watched it again?
Did it, yes.
Oh, gosh.
And that's only because I love what we do. I love what we do together as a crew, as a community. And it's just, it's weird, bro. Yes, I understand. I was part of it. I did it live, but I did it again just because I wanted to hear it in the aspect of the listener and to see what we had to change. And to me, it was basically like if Franchise was Franchise and Bod and Jay's Butters were sitting with me in my living room and we were just fucking watching a movie. And I enjoyed it. And now we're trying to do another one, but it's hard for me to find the time to do this. So, I'm not going nowhere. I just think I need to step back and then really put all of these, my brain is just brainstorming, guys. My wife keeps telling me that I shouldn't, my job that I do now is not my job. She says I need to be in comedy or TV. I don't know why. And I might be the next fucking George Lopez. Hopefully not. That dude has this, you know, I don't know, but I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you guys, but I'm not going anywhere. I just think I need to.
Just follow you on Twitter.
And exactly. And on BZT. And on UK T-Piss and on Boom Podcast and on the PlayStation Show.
But why did somebody just suggest a show called Everything Fried Chicken Show?
Whoa.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Probably would not get approved in iTunes.
Yeah.
I don't think it would.
No, it probably would.
It might.
It might.
Frito did.
That's true.
And the thing is that, you know what, and I feel like when we do the Everything Burrito, I feel like I'm just winging it, and I don't like that. And I feel like I'm trying to find things to talk about, and it's, I don't know. I don't feel like it's the right content out there. So, but if anybody's listening, and they have ideas for it, take it. I'm cool with it, man. But if you start making money, I get my 50%. Actually, I get 25. You give the other 25 to Diddy and Franchise. But that's all I wanted to say. I just want to say thank you, guys. I want to thank everybody out there, man, that just keeps this community moving forward. Staccata for stepping up. Disturbed. Everyone, man. You guys are just – for people that hate me, I stepped on some toes and I tried to apologize and – you know, I don't step on toes because I want to. It happens because of accidents. Sometimes we don't think or we don't know what has happened in your life. And I think he knows who I'm talking to. And, you know, I'm sorry, man. We step on toes and we apologize and we move forward. There's some guys out there that just lay out how they feel and they hit people the wrong way. And it's, you know, sometimes you need to chill. So I'm not going away, motherfuckers. I'm here. So it's just, if you guys like my ideas and you guys want to use them, man. It's for everybody. This is a community thing. E. Diddy owns any idea you come up with, it belongs to E. Diddy. he's the Suge Knight of T-Piss.
Whoa.
I'll hang you out.
Why can't he be the E. Diddy of T-Piss? You'd be like, you know.
I don't like Puff Daddy, bro.
Nobody likes him.
I must have at some point, because that's where my name came from. It's sad but true.
But you know, you might hear me again on the showies. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get the date and time so I can find a way for me to call in. Other than that, I'll call into shows. If
you know, we still got one more show, right?
We do?
Yeah, Mass T-Piss Theater.
That's there you go again. I need to find out. I need you guys to set a date so I can see if I can sit on that seat, and if I can, we need to find someone feasible that can do it. That's the thing. I just, dude, my hours at work and, you know, the mortgage and, you know, Diddy, you know, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Being Mexican is hard, man.
Weird.
Whoa, I mean, I know. I've worked shitty hours and, you know, call out sick for stuff like this. So I know exactly what's going on.
And honestly, what happened yesterday in Connecticut, really, was it Connecticut?
It was Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
That hit me hard, guys. I couldn't take that shit. And I have a child in kindergarten, and I have another one in fifth grade, and that hit me hard, man. It's like, you know, all I wanted to do was come home to my kids and make sure that they were fine. And I felt so bad for the parents and kids and,
right.
You know, shout out to the people. There's monsters in this world, man. And I guess that's another thing that made me think is like, fuck, you know, I push my kids away so I can podcast. And then it's like, when they're older and I'm older, it's going to be hard to say, you know, I'm sorry. But at the same time, I think about it, at least my kids they can hear their father on the internet. There's something out there and say, hey, this is how my dad was.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it, I've got kids that are young like that. I've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. And that kind of bugged me a little bit. And I was like, man, I'm fortunate because, you know, my kids are in Germany.
Yeah, they're not in this fucked up country.
Well, I mean, they had a shooting over there about 3 years ago where a kid went into a school and shot up the school.
Franchise, 3 years ago. This shit's happening every month.
But I'm saying, I mean, you look at it. Their country has fucked up people just like ours. But they have a little bit more rain and gun. They don't have gun shops on every corner where you can go buy, you know, AR-15s and shit like that. You can't just walk into a store over there and say, hey, I want a gun. No, you have to go through a lot of shit to get a gun over there. And I feel safer with my kids over there, you know. Regardless, I mean, I would love for them to be here, and I'd love for them to be here every day and, you know, to, you know, hug them and all that. But, dude, I could not take what happened to I feel bad for the parents of those children because some of them are our age, you know what I mean?
Dude, when I heard about the news, my wife called me crying. First thing I thought, I was like, those fucking kids don't have the chance to open their Christmas presents. They don't get that chance to go home that Friday. They don't get to fucking, I had to stop what I was doing and just sit down and put everything together in my life. Cause one day that can happen to me, you know, or you never know. Life's fucking short, guys. I don't want to bring down the show, but make sure you go out and vote for me for Twitter of the Year. Just, I'm not going nowhere. I'm still here. It's just, I feel like my ideas are bigger and I need to really expand on my ideas. And I don't know, man, maybe a fucking produced show or something, you know, maybe even a fucking video podcast where we, you know, I don't know. It's crazy, but yeah. I'm sorry to bring it up at the end, but I figured it was the best.
Thanks, Svenge.
All right.
I'm just going to play indie music.